Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You've opened the door to the janitor's domain, a broom closet full of wonders. Beyond the plungers, brooms, and unknown items of disgust are memories of the past. The memories you were about to hear are not for the faint of heart. The memories are meant for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. Prepare yourself for Tales from the Janitor.
Now let's see what happened to you. Why did someone rip you off the hinges? God, whoever it was left in a hurry. Hey, can you hand me that screwdriver? Thanks. Sorry. I didn't realize it was you. So, welcome to the first date. You know, the one that started it all. I hope you are enjoying your journey with me. For me, it's just part of the job. For you, though, it's gotta be something different. But we're all not who we seem to be. Maybe we'll find out more about each other along the way. We will just listen to the winds of our soul and see what happens. I know, you're not here to listen to me talk about the philosophical meanings of life. Welcome to the Addy Sea Inn, the quaint bed and breakfast built in 1902. Room 1 has a haunted bathroom. Room 11 has a ghost living in it. And the room that we're in right now, room 6, gives off the sound of an organ being played, even though no organ has ever been found. But anyways, let me tell you a chilling tale from Lum's Pond. Please don't be put off. It's only a story. Here we go.
Okay, little miss?
I'm fine, sir.
But your eyes are telling me something completely different.
I was running away from home.
Are you and your family against odds?
We're always against odds with each other, it seems.
Well, what seems to be the issue?
I want to live my life the way I want, not what they decide for me.
Well, that's sort of what parents are here for.
Are you a parent?
No, I am not. I lost my wife during the war.
I'm very sorry for your loss, sir.
No need to be sorry. I'm the one that ended her life.
Excuse me?
You heard me. I killed my wife.
Sir, I think I should be taking my leave now.
Oh, you won't be going anywhere, little lady.
Sir, I don't think I belong here.
No, you're absolutely correct. You don't belong here. But you're here now. And you're all mine.
Sir, please let me go.
Not just yet.
I'm scared, sir.
Oh, but we've just begun to play. You think you're scared now? Just wait till I'm finished with you. Quit your crying, you nasty hussy. God has damned you.
Please, sir, I won't tell anyone.
Oh, I know you won't.
I swear, sir, just let me go.
Shut your mouth. Oh, that felt good. Is just beginning.
I want to go home.
You don't have a home.
Now, according to the story on record, a young girl ran away from home sometime in the 1870s. She ended up hiding in the Lums Pond State Park in the woods. While running through the woods, she found herself face to face with a dangerous man who assaulted her and then murdered her. While the local authorities found her body quickly, they were never able to apprehend the killer. They found the body near a bridge, and sometimes you can hear her screaming while her ghost is crossing that bridge. People have also said that at that exact moment, the temperature seems to drop dramatically on the bridge. Shall we go to Wilmington? There's a bar that I want to show you.
What can I get you?
What do you have on tap?
Nothing right now. They're switching the tanks.
Switching out the tanks?
Yeah, it's happy hour. This is a bar people drink. It's not unlimited.
I know that. Just bad timing on my part, I guess.
Or good timing, depending on how you look at it.
How can it be good timing?
You get the chance to talk to me.
Well, what makes you think I want to talk to you?
Well, that smile gave you away when you walked in.
Yeah, I gave it away, didn't I?
It's okay. Your secret's safe with me.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
That's what I'm here for.
So, I'm not trying to hit on you or anything, and this may sound kind of weird, but what are your thoughts on casual sex?
Well, I usually do it naked. I don't know how much more casual you can get. I once dated this guy, though. We would have formal sex. He had to wear a tuxedo. We got all sweaty. Bow tie got all crooked. It was a mess.
You're funny.
Thank you. I'm here every day. So what about that drink?
Well, what do you recommend?
Usually something with alcohol in it. I make more money that way.
I mean, what would you recommend for someone like me?
Ah, you mean for the guy that asked the bartender that he just met for sex advice.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's okay. I get asked all the time. At least you got right to the point.
Do you know how to make an old-fashioned?
Let me just go get my walker.
Oh, come on now. Lots of people drink that.
Old people do, and you do not look that old. Wait, are you a time traveler?
Nope. I'm a financial analyst.
You know, money is just like sex, right?
Why do you say that?
Some people just don't ever get enough.
True, but I think some people just don't know how to maximize what they have.
I think you need a more modern drink.
And just what exactly might you recommend?
Have you ever had an orange crush?
Ooh, isn't that a girl's drink?
Not the way I make it.
Are you trying to take advantage of me?
Who, me? Oh, I would never do a thing like that.
Never?
Well, maybe I would.
Okay, I'll try your drink.
Coming right up.
Whew. Oh, did you change the thermostat in here since I came in? It got cold all of a sudden.
Oh, that's probably Mullery.
Oh, does he run the place?
He might think so, but no.
What was that?
He's just having some fun. Here's your drink.
Well, it looks good. How does it taste?
It tastes like a great bartender made it.
Do bartenders have a taste?
Play your cards right and you might just find out.
Whoa, let me guess. That was Mullery too?
Yeah, it was.
How can you work here?
They pay me.
Seriously, how can you work here? It feels like someone is always watching you.
As long as they tip well, they can look.
No, that's not what I meant. It feels like someone is watching that shouldn't be here.
Just drink your drink. The feeling will pass.
Yeah, this drink is really good. But I swear I need to get the jacket. It's freezing in here.
Yeah, I was thinking we were getting warm.
I'm sorry, but I have to leave. It just doesn't feel right in here.
You mean you don't want to play carpenter?
Any other place in time, and I would love to keep playing with you. But, I need to go.
Thanks a lot, Mullery. I liked him, too.
The Dead President's Pub in Wilmington first opened its doors in the 1990s. Guests say that the place is haunted by Lemonade Mullery, a local regular that just so happened to slip while stepping on some urine in the bathroom and broke his neck. He's still a regular there. People will say they hear laughing, clinking glasses, and a feeling of a presence. The building has been multiple things in its long history. Private residence, office building, and countless other bars that failed for one reason or another. Is it possible that the ghost of the bar is from another time? Or is it just good old Lemonade Mullery still going to his favorite pub? Ah, but enough about that now. Let's go to Woodland for a nice drive to clear our heads of booze.
You know this is stupid, right?
You say that about a lot of things.
Yeah, but this time it is.
I just want to see it for myself.
And I told you that I wanted to talk to you.
We can do that later. I have to check this place out.
Look, Gary, I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Wow, I'm with a real romantic.
I'm sorry, my mind is just somewhere else right now.
Well, I'm about to be somewhere else.
Oh, quit it. You're overreacting.
Gary, I just told you that I love you. Does that not mean anything to you?
What? I said that I love you too.
Yeah, I guess you did.
See, you are overreacting.
Why do I even bother?
Okay, we're coming up to the bridge. What time is it?
It's 1:30 me trying to figure out why I'm with you.
Helena, come on. What time is it?
Just look at the radio, you idiot.
Right. Okay, it is 11:50. So we're 10 minutes early. Gotta get everything ready.
What are you doing?
I gotta set up the cameras and recording equipment.
And just what are you trying to capture?
I'm trying to capture Maggie.
Who is Maggie? Is she new?
Maggie is not new.
Well, I don't know her.
It's because you're not from around here.
So, is she someone that you grew up with?
No, I didn't grow up with her.
Then who is this Maggie girl?
Maggie was this girl that we used to tell stories about when we were kids.
So, was she a person with a mental disorder?
No. I can't believe you don't know.
Well, it's not like we ever talk or anything.
Quiet! It's almost midnight and there are no clouds. Come over here and take my hand.
Finally, something that I actually want to do.
It's not like that. I just don't want you running away.
This is stupid.
Come on, let's get to the middle of the bridge.
You know, this is not looking good for making the top 10 of best dates.
You keep a top 10 list of our dates?
You need help.
Okay, this should be the middle. Maggie. Maggie. Maggie.
Gary?
Maggie. Maggie. Maggie.
Gary, what is that coming out of the woods? It's coming at us.
Maggie. Maggie. Maggie.
She's holding her head.
It's true. The legend is actually true. She's right here.
Can you reattach my head so that I might live again?
Why do you want to live again?
I need to find my baby. Do you have my baby?
I don't have your baby. Nor can I put your head back on.
Then you serve no purpose to me.
Well, that was anticlimactic. You ready to go, Helena? Helena! Where are you going?
Number one! Worst date ever!
Well, at least I made it to the top of that list.
The old Maggie's Bridge story started in the last quarter of the 1800s when a young pregnant woman named Maggie Bloxham rode alone down the road in the moonlight. Sounds idyllic. Going down the unpaved road, the horse got spooked, and Maggie's carriage plunged over the side of the bridge. The fall decapitated her, and she lost her life. Whoa! The family had a private cemetery close to the bridge where she perished. Today, the spot is known as a paranormal hotspot, with shadows moving along with orbs through the trees. Are you brave enough to call for Maggie? Well, while you mull over that thought, I want to tell you about the Catman in Frankfurt. Tell me again why we're tearing this thing down.
Because the boss said we had to tear it down.
Hey, quit your yakking. I want to get this done before sunset.
Why are we doing this anyway? I mean, you normally don't tear down a crypt. Especially one that's, over 100 years old?
Tom was getting upset with all the vandalism.
What about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people that used to rest here?
Well, they were properly moved and buried in the ground.
When I die, I just want to be cremated and then blasted in fireworks. At least that way people will come and see me off.
I want to be placed in an hourglass.
You would still be late.
I was late one time. Damn daylight savings time.
Hey, help me get this door off.
This thing weighs a ton. What is it built out of?
It's solid oak, wrapped in iron.
They built this thing to last, that's for sure.
Guys, it's moving.
Come on, we almost got it.
It's free. Oh God, it's falling on me. I can't hold it. Sorry, guys. I just couldn't hold on anymore.
I'll go get the bobcat and put it on the truck.
Try not to break it.
You ain't breaking that thing.
Let's see if we can lift aside and get the chains under it.
All right. You ready? 1, 2... 3. Okay, drop. Oh, take it easy.
All right, hook it up.
Oh, all right, take it away.
Okay. Now, let's see. What do we have here?
These masons really knew how to build things that last.
Hey, take a look at this.
What you got?
What are these?
They look like, claw marks.
From the inside?
They look like someone, or something, was trying to get out?
This is a crypt. Who would want out?
The dead?
Who was buried here?
I think he was an old caretaker of the cemetery.
Are you talking about the Catman?
Who's the Catman?
Come on. The Catman is just a myth.
The Catman was the caretaker of this cemetery. He buried people and kept the place nice.
Why was he called the Catman?
Well, supposedly he had cat-like features. Whatever that means.
Whoever he was, or whatever these marks are, let's just tear this thing down and get out of here.
What? You starting to get the creeps?
No. I'm starting to get hungry. And I don't want to eat my lunch in a cemetery.
All right, I'll go get the sledgehammers.
At the end of an old dirt road, there's an old cemetery that dates back to the early 1800s. It started off as Long Cemetery, named after Colonel Armwell Long, who served under George Washington during the Revolutionary War. The cemetery was soon turned over to a public burial site, and the Catman was a former caretaker. He lived in a nearby home, didn't like the local kids coming to the cemetery, and spent most of his life running them off. In death, it is said that he still took care of it and ran off people he felt didn't belong there. In 1994, his remains were removed from the above-ground crypt and buried elsewhere in the cemetery. But enough about that. For our last tale for the evening, we will see the light in Newark.
Quiet down. Quiet down. How do you plead?
We are innocent.
Guilty! Guilty! Guilty!
Do you believe that God Almighty is the one true power?
I don't believe in your God.
Oh, guilty! Oh,
guilty!
Burn him!
Burn him!
Burn him!
Burn him!
Quiet! What do you mean you don't believe in our God? Do you not believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
Oh, praise Jesus!
Amen! I believe in my Lord. I am Protestant, not Catholic. We believe in the same ideology.
Guilty!
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 Guilty! Guilty!
We are not the same. There is only one religion. The others are all false.
Who are you to say that yours is the only true religion?
God has spoken to us.
Hallelujah!
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 God speaks to all that listen.
My God does not speak to you.
Aren't we all God's children?
You are the devil's child.
I am not the devil's child. What kind of trial is this?
One where we decide what is right or wrong.
That is not your place to decide what is right or wrong. That is God's choice, for he is the only true judge.
Then you are guilty.
I am not guilty for having different beliefs than you.
Sounds like witch talk to me.
Persecute!
The jury has spoken. Strip them of their clothes.
Leave my family alone. Do what you wish to me, but leave my family alone.
One does not get to choose who lives or dies. If the man of the family is found guilty, then the whole family is guilty.
Leave your hands off my children!
Don them with the garments of purity and tie them up.
Please, leave my family alone.
Your family will join you in hell.
Burn them!
Send them straight to
hell! Burn them!
Burn them!
Tie them up. Any last words?
Just as it is appointed to man to die once. After that will come the judgment. You will all get your judgment. I hope you understand that what you are doing here is wrong.
Everyone is prepared to give our account of himself to God, for we are ridding the world of false prophets.
I am not a false prophet.
Then we will rid you one at a time if we have to. For it is our purpose in life.
Purpose in life is to love one another.
I do. And I will show my love by getting rid of you and your family. Burn them!
Burn them!
No! Stop!
Now we will see what you do. And who is the one that can choose between light and
dark? Don't be scared, children! Wife! I will see you again in heaven. I will be with you always.
Witch!
You will all be judged for this. Fear not. Resist him. Be firm in your faith.
You shall not make for yourselves idols, nor shall you set up for yourselves an image or a sacred pillar. Last chance.
The evil world is filled with so many of false gods.
For the living know they will die, but the dead know.
In Shakespeare's Hamlet, there is a line that reads, "This is now the very witching time of night, when churchyards yawn and hell itself breathes out contagion to this world." Oh, witch trials were not uncommon, and they say that up to 60,000 people were killed due to the suspicion of witchcraft. Over 100,000 trials were said to be held. 80% of the deaths were women over 40. Punishments varied throughout the times, but included flogging, fines, exile, imprisonment, or being burned at the stake. Witch trials are a clear example of the social functions in releasing social tension or in facilitating the termination of personal relationships. The church played a role in all of this, whether it was misguided interpretations or the misunderstanding of cultures. The execution of this family happened off of the Salem Church Road in the early 1900s. The spirits still lurk on the road and are often seen by drivers. They appear to be crossing the street. No one knows what they're looking for or where they might be going. But as for me, I know where I'm going. I'll see y'all at the Elijah Hand Building. Hopefully there'll be less, tragedy there. Oh, boy.
Hey, it's me again. I've called, I want to say, 5 times today, and you haven't picked up once. So I'm going to try this again. Please call me back. I have some urgent things to talk to you about. Thanks. Bye.